Hola. That's Spanish for hi. There's a lot of things that we could talk about on the Guatemala trip. The whole thing was just awesome. We got the airplane ride. We got to stay in hotel the first evening in Guatemala City. Then we busted on up to Santa Cruz, which is in Quiche. And if you've ever heard us talk, it is Santa Cruz del Quiche, which means Santa Cruz, the town of the state of Quiche. So like it would be Jefferson City of Missouri. So Santa Cruz del Quiche. We got to see a lot of children. We went to schools Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Each day, we got to go to two different schools, so a total of six schools. And we took the puppet show. And by the way, the boys did outstanding. They got to give their testimonies. They got to share Christ. We all had that opportunity. And the schools were very receptive. The children were very receptive to Christ. The country, the people, are hungry for the Lord. It seems that there was no holding back. And what I'd like to focus on this morning is our trip to the hospital. We got to go to the hospital in Santa Cruz. And it's, in my opinion, very primitive. It was a hospital, and there were a lot of rooms. The waiting room, it's all just totally different than what you expect. If you've ever been into Boone or hospital or any hospital, it is totally different. They have outside probably half a block away a chain link fence and guards on duty out there, and they only let in the most necessary people that need to get in to the hospital. And then when you get to the waiting room, it's not a room, it is a carport that the immediate family members stood under and waiting for their family that's in the triage or in ER. Of course, triage, we got to go in. The whole team got to pray for those that were in the waiting room, and they were very receptive for us to come and pray for their family members that were in the ER. Now, because we didn't speak very well Spanish, we did have an excellent interpreter. His name was Rene, and he was able to let the people know that we were there to love them and pray for them. And the group, quite literally, got into a big huddle, if you will, the people that were there. And then we, the team, were able to lay our hands on them. And we were praying, obviously, in English for them. And they were very, very thankful for that. We had planned a team to go into the hospital. And there were seven or eight of us that got to go in. And Renee said this was the second or third time that anybody had ever been into this hospital to pray with these people. And we got to go back about three, four halls back into where the people had out of triage but still in ER. And we would go in and we got to pray over them. We had put together in a Ziploc bag toothpaste and toothbrush, some deodorant and a washcloth and soap, and we were bringing that in to them. They had nothing. They didn't even have a pillow to lay their head on in the beds in the hospital. And so we were able to bring these in, and we prayed with each one of them. They also had a track from the Billy Graham Association. We had tracks in there in Spanish and English, and I was able to share with each of them that I pull it out and show them the track, and they were very much interested in knowing why we were there and about Christ. And Marvin, there's somebody at the door back there, buddy. So anyway, they were very receptive, and we had gone on to another room. There were like eight beds in each of these four rooms, and most of them had at least four people in each of the rooms. We got to pray with them. There was a young man in there whose hand had been mangled. I mean, it was like twice the size of his other hand. It was all wrapped up. I don't know the situation, but we were able to pray with him and others. One man had been drugged by a bus, a block, and the only thing holding his foot on, that's what got caught. It was two tendons and a little piece of bone that hung on, and he was in there. And I don't know if they got to reattach his foot? They got to reattach his foot. So that was part of what was going on there. We had gone on to another room and visited and prayed for it. And as we came back by, Brother Nick happened to look in, and that one of them young men that was in bed was actually, I mean, he was still focused on this track that we had given them, and they were sincerely calling on Jesus. As we were leaving back, and said it was about three or four halls back to get out, and Renee's little brother was with us. He said, Renee, look. And it was one of his friends. And, of course, they were speaking in Spanish. His wife had been expecting, this young man's wife had been expecting, and she was in there in delivery at that time. And so we got to pray with him and for the doctors, and they were very receptive. And as we were praying, there was another man that kind of very slowly come up, and he was trying to get our attention, and we stopped and talked to him. And he gave us his name, and I didn't catch it, but and his son. They were in the ICU. His son was in ICU, and he asked that we pray for them. People are hungry for prayer for the Lord Jesus, and that really touched my heart. The children of the orphanage were just outstanding. They made our witness so pale. We got to go to the market last Sunday morning, a week ago today. We got to go to the market, and that market is nothing like you've ever experienced. It's wall-to-wall people, and people selling just anything and everything, eggs and fruit and chickens. You could get a live chicken at the market and just everything. Well, it was so crowded, but we were able to visit with and to witness to. And we were put into groups, and we got to go and share the gospel. And the young children, they're about teenagers, most of them. I was with Juanito, Benito, Brenda, and Elda. Those were the four orphans that were with us and with my group. And we would go around to the vendors. Actually, they were talking to the vendors. They were very receptive. I didn't bring one, but we have an evangel cube. How do you pronounce that? It tells the story of Christ, and it's a picture. I mean, it's not in any particular language, and you could open it up. And these people were truly listening as the children were sharing Christ, sharing the gospel. And I think we went around five or six of them, and then our bus driver, Roni, was also able to do interpretation for us. And he and I went on ahead to another young man. His name was David. He was 32, and he could speak a little bit of English. And I had the track and was able to share a little bit of the gospel with him. And I said at the end, would you like to receive the free gift of eternal life? And he said, yes. And they're hungry for the Word of God. They're hungry for Christ. And we prayed through Roni as an interpreter. And he received Christ right there in the marketplace, busy, busy place. He received Christ right there. And I had no way of doing a follow-up with him, but I did through the young people that were with us to invite him to the church that we go to. Later on, we come up, we realized we didn't have a stamp. We didn't have identification on the track where they could come to a church and come and worship. But we did invite them to come to where the local church where we were affiliated with. So God moved. God was moving, and he still is moving in Guatemala and here. And I would like to encourage, we are already talking about next year, possibly going down again if it works out. June 1st, I think, through the 8th is kind of a tentative schedule. Be in prayer for that. God is calling.